Mr. Parrott, there are going to be so many people who are worried that this act of war, and it is nothing less than this, on the United States, will only have a polarizing effect, that it will not be in any way a means to get countries together and right-thinking people in all of the world, including in your very volatile part of the world, to come to some common agreement against terrorism.
I don't think so. I think that the ones among the Arabs who are engaged in terror will today understand that this is the end of the story. They cannot go ahead with it. And I think the world has to get itself organized with the leadership of the United States to identify countries or organizations which are hosting or supporting or financing this terrible form of terror. I think also leaders, religious leaders, spiritual leaders, newspaper men, political figures have to condemn with the full heart the appearance of suicidal murders which really cause the same damage like in Pearl Harbor. They shouldn't be permitted. It's against the gospel. It's against everything we stand for. And I see it as a world struggle that concerned each of us individually, and I believe we can manage and handle it, no matter if you're an Arab or a Jew or an American.